Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for the invitation. We are very pleased to be here in the conference. I hope that after the lunch, everybody is still awake and interested in the topics. Actually, we had a slight doubt about which panel session to participate, as our technology basically falls into almost every section, and during the presentation slightly I will touch the other topics, the likes of the mobile payment and identification topics, as just a few words about our company. So NXP Semiconductors is a, as its name suggests, is a semiconductor company dealing with state-of-the-art technologies of high-performance mixed signal products, digital and analog products. I personally work for the identification business units, which actually covers the topic of the panel sessions, but I decided that actually the identification fits most into the smart cities domain, as basically during our everyday life somehow we encounter all type of tools and applications that facilitates our life from day till night. Basically, people's tens of, or rather billions of people's actually start their days by commuting from their homes to their workplaces, or take their children to the kindergarten or school. And during our travel, basically we most of us, we take either a private car, but most likely a public means of public transportation. And during the public transportation, basically, as the title of the panel suggests, we use something that we call smart, in a form of either controlling of the, or the controlling of the traffic of the public transportation, or using basically a so-called smart ticketing solution. And though here in Budapest you haven't encountered yet in an implemented e-ticketing solutions, but most of the cities that you are from Europe, at least from the western part of Europe, you have at home a certain type of e-ticketing solution. We are very proud that basically the 90% of worldwide public transport ticketing is based on our technology, and the most prominent one, probably the well-known, the best-known in Europe, is the London Oyster project that I guess most of you are familiar with. This is really something outstanding and pioneering implementation of the modern state-of-the-art e-ticketing. The reason we call it really or consider it really as a benchmark implementation of the e-ticketing is because of the the extent of integration of multi-application and multi-purpose services that the passengers can get during their way during their commuting. Basically, the first radio frequency based ticketing solution we started from the early 90s, which funnily enough, the very first implementation was not done actually in Europe, though the whole contactless idea and the notion and the development of the technology started from the neighborhood, from Austria. and the core base technology is the which has become the industrial standard, the so-called ISO 1443A protocol was developed here in Austria. The first implementation happened to be actually in Asia, but from the end of the 90s and from the years of early 2000, more and more implementation spread over Europe. And unfortunately, Budapest and Hungary generally being left the only one in the region which doesn't have a multi-application e-ticketing implementation yet, but we are really looking forward to the new dynamic management of the local municipality and the decisions that really drive forward the Hungarian economy and the public transport organization. So just a few words about the convergence of applications, why we consider this technology as a facilitator of multi-application. So as we start our day during the morning to travel from home to work, hundreds of millions of people basically cross their borders as well. So not only commuting between or within the cities or between cities and cities, but they leave the countries. And though here within the Schengen zone, we do not need basically passport. We are free to travel, but most of the airports are actually equipped already a biometric identification checkpoints. After 9/11, as all of us have witnessed, basically the mindset of the governments and the people has been focused about security and protection. So basically, another wave, a large wave of the identification domain is the border cross, and the European Union has become also a pioneer beside the United States to issue electronic passports. And probably most of you who are from the European Union, you have an electronic passport as well. Just for a nutshell detail, basically the passport technology is pretty much based on the same communication protocol with a different kind of chip implementation with a higher security compared to a public transport application, but basically the same communication band. We are also very proud that 90% of the passports worldwide are based on our technology as well. During also our day, during our commuting, on a daily basis, we use more and more cashless payments, and we do the payments by bank cards mainly. Previously in the 90s, we are used to the contact-based ticketing. But as I mentioned, the RFID technology really drives forward the convergence of these applications. And what we consider as a multi-application without compromise is to provide the citizen with one or maximum two chip cards, basically, that can enable the citizen to carry out any kind of transaction, be it as a payment or a public transport ticketing or entering any kind of venue within the city. Here is the market segmentations where typically an RFID technology, or not RF but identification technology, that generally is used. So basically there is no such an aspect of our life where we do not encounter on a daily basis that we somehow need to open or get access to something. We have to access to something, so we have to identify ourselves. Our technology is basically about to provide secure and reliable identification towards both the authorities, so the governments, and to the citizen itself, that they both can rely on. the most widespread application domain is the of the RFID technology is the item level tagging. So basically, what we can see as a mass implementation is really the warehousing and identifying certain items. So not only the humans are identified, but basically every single item that surrounds us or we use during our day, from the library to the warehouse, from the coffee machine to the network logon, we do identify ourselves somehow. As mentioned, the London City Card, basically the Oyster Card, is a pioneer application where the convergence of the real contactless EMV bank transactions are implemented together with the public transport application. And nowadays, more and more facilities and venues, typically like stadiums, are also equipped with RFID technology to access the venue. Our aim is really to facilitate this multi-application card. So basically, what we would like to achieve and encourage in every country in Europe where there is already an existing infrastructure of an RFID implementation, we would like to facilitate the local public transportation authorities, the municipalities, and any kind of public service provider or even private service providers to converge then their applications and implement it on one single identification card. And the best example so far is being the London Oyster card. Here on this slide you can see a few rationale and arguments about what are the benefits that actually the municipalities and the public transport operators get from implementing basically a smart ticket-based or e-ticketing-based automated fare collection system, and the efforts and the maintenance costs that they can save on the implementation. And the reliable information is the most important that they can get from the back office and the front-end systems based on the transactions that occurred on certain stations and junctions. They can better optimize basically the traffic as well, and they better can allocate the controllers of the e-ticketing controlling. Here you can see a very, very high level, so not deep insight into the traditional core of the value chain of the modern identification industry. So basically from the very beginning, from the early 90s, the companies like ourselves, we started with the electronic circuits, basically just the silicon and the physical encapsulation of the chip, as you can see. But nowadays the trend, as previously emphasized, from the contact, it really shifts to the contact towards the contactless implementations. And compared to the market landscape of the early 90s, when only very few companies from Germany and mainly from France were able to produce these chip cards, nowadays most of the European Union member states, they have either their banknote printing houses equipped or such a state printing house which is capable of embedding a chip into a plastic card and even be able to personalize it. And we, as the core technology vendor, we try to facilitate this on a local basis, providing all the major operating systems that are available on these crypto controllers. And we try to facilitate the local business in terms of that the the applications can be locally done, and the operation and and all further upgrades that the systems require can be done locally, despite the fact that that this automated fare collection and the whole identification business is driven from Western European or American companies, we see the trends. We recognized during the early 2000 years that I think we strongly believe that the local economies benefit more if we core technology providers, we enable the local businesses to perform these and to provide the local solutions. So our aim and ultimate objective is to work locally with the local municipalities and local technology providers. Here you can see a little insight into the trends that you can you probably have witnessed in your individual countries in the e-government segments. Most of the European Union member states, they have a very ambitious e-government roadmap setting forth the stages and the services that they intend to provide with their citizens. And the very first e-government implementation was basically the so-called biometric or e-passport, but the passport itself being as a very stringent, limited purpose document, basically designed only for public for international travel document, that type of identification means cannot really be considered as a multi-application card. So basically the tendency is that the local national ID cards will serve as a real multi-application, adopting many kind of services, from the health to the public transport, from the library to accessing any kind of venue. As the multi-application and the objectives of the multi-purpose identification cards grow, the storage capacity and the the security requirements against the chips have grown significantly as well, and we basically try to keep up and live up to the expectations by providing really state-of-the-art security solutions within our chip technology. Here is a little insight also into the so-called European Citizen Card Initiative, which actually sets also forth towards the governments what they will have to implement in order to deploy an interoperable European level interoperable citizen card. So basically, within a borderless Europe, every single citizen should have an electronic identification document that actually is providing the citizen with the same services wherever he or she goes within the European Union. And this is the technological interoperability requirements actually that we try to comply with in order to facilitate this European initiative. Here you can see some services that that the European identification documents, typically the citizen cards, aims or should provide with in order to really facilitate the so-called e-services that the governments are aiming to provide with. And finally, a few words about a technology that I guess most of you have been familiar with for many years. You can see the abbreviation NFC that we invented a few years ago, and we strongly believe that this is something that that is a breakthrough implementation of novelty services that will actually shape and drive the modern way of identification. And here you can see a kind of historical retrospective chart how the technology actually evolved to till the today's level, where basically the mobile phone will or is already become the the ultimate means of a human identification, enabling the holder to carry out payment services and to get access to any kind of public or private service. Here are a few typical applications that the mobile phones, the smartphones actually provide with. Basically from 2009 onwards, we can see more and more handset manufacturer implementing the NFC chips inside to their handset, providing the mobile phone holder with the services. So basically those countries which already have a contactless infrastructure in place, those citizens can take the advantage and the benefit of such a technology already. We are really looking forward to that, the next event that will take place in Hungary. You will be able to use an NFC technology in an existing Budapest-based public transportation. Here are a few form factors of the NFC. So basically, not only the mobile handsets, but the basically the other components can be equipped with the NFC technology as well, enabling the device to be used in a contactless environment. So just to ramp up again, at a daily practice, basically from the morning to the night, we any kind of activity we do, basically we are required to identify ourselves somehow, and this is what we NXP Semiconductors aim to provide both the enterprises and the governments and basically the citizens. The main objective is really to facilitate and provide the benefits to the citizen, and that the citizen doesn't feel it as a hassle or an obligation of identifying her or himself, but really to get the benefit of it. Thank you very much indeed for your attention.